将要落下了，他们还没有开过枪。
The hunters were exhausted and frustrated over the poor performance of their bird dog.
然后他们精疲力尽了，开始对他们这个猎鸟犬的表现非常的沮丧。
And finally, one of them said,
最终有一个人说
，Okay, Joe, throw him up one more time, and if he doesn't fly, I'm going to shoot him.
好吧，就再把他扔上来一次，如果他不飞的话，我就把他杀了。
This isn't working, by the way.Only these hunters thought the bird dog was trained to fly, and that it would attract the birds.
很明显，这些猎人误以为这个狗是受过飞行训练的，然后它可以飞行，就把其他的鸟飞引过来。
Now I'm not a hunter.
我并不打猎。
But my brother is.
我的哥哥会。
And my eldest son is.
我的大儿子也是。
And I find that when hunting season comes around, it's like a revival.
当打猎的季节开始的时候，就像一次复兴的来临。
Their otherwise dull and routine life suddenly becomes infused with passion.
他们很无聊的生活一下子变得充满了激情。
They get up early.
他们早起。
They stay out late.
他们晚睡。
They skip meals.
他们不吃饭。
All because the state in which they live declares.Hunting season being a specific time.
只是因为他们所在的州宣告了这个打猎季节的开始。
Now, I wish revival in the church and our nation could happen so easily.
我希望我们教会和国家的复兴也是这么的容易。
That all a pastor had to do was declare, "God, hunting season opens today."
是的，就是宣告一下，上帝的狩猎期今天开始了。
And people would make the pursuit of God the controlling passion of their life.
大家便开始狂热地追求神。
We're in desperate need of revival today.
我们非常迫切地需要复兴。
Just like God's people needed in Nehemiah's day.
就像尼希米的时代一样。
At that time, the walls and buildings around the capital city, Jerusalem, were in ruins.
在那个时候，城里面的墙和楼都变成了废墟。
The people were depressed.
他们非常的忧郁。
They faced the impossible task of rebuilding the nation after the Babylonian captivity.
当他们从巴比伦归回了以后，他们发现重建这个城是那么的困难。
And that's when God moved the heart of one man to pray.
这时神就在一个人的心里面动工。
And that prayer led to a national revival.
他的祷告导致了一个全民族的复兴。
And that revival brought physical and spiritual restoration to the entire nation.
这次复兴就导致了物理上的和精神上的复兴。
Now that man's name was Nehemiah.
他就是尼希米。
And we have his journal right in the Bible.
在圣经中我们有他的日记。
And from him today we can learn how to pray for revival in our own land.
今天我们可以学习如何为全地的复兴祷告。
And so today we're going to look to Nehemiah in the Bible.
让我们看一下尼希米记。
And we open the account in chapter 1 and verse 1. These are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hachaliah.
尼希米记一章一节，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下。
In late autumn, in the month of Kislev, late November, early December, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign,I was at the fortress of Shusha. Hananiah, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and how things were going in Jerusalem.
亚达薛西王二十年，基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫中。那时有我的一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃多的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
Now, some years before this, actually 100 years, many Jews had returned to Jerusalem from captivity in Babylon.
实际上100年前，这些人已经开始回归耶路撒冷了。
Nehemiah was still in Persia in Babylon.
尼希米那时还在波斯。
And he wanted to know how his relatives and his friends were doing in Jerusalem.
他想要知道他的朋友和他的亲戚回归耶路撒冷以后过得怎么样。
Verse 3.They said to me, things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down and the gates have been destroyed by fire.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Now, as I said, the return of Jerusalem to Jerusalem had actually begun 100 years before this.
旅程已经从一百年前都已经开始了。
And yet the walls in the city and many of the buildings, including the temple, were still in ruin.
但是这个城啊，这个很里的很多的楼，甚至包括圣殿，仍然是一片废墟。
And this report not only talked or described about their physical condition, but also their spiritual condition.
这份报告不仅描述了他们的身体状况，还描述了他们的精神状况。
The account says that God's people were disgraced.
上帝已经蒙羞了。
And the reason being because people looking at their ruined city thought of them as being weak. They were unable to protect themselves.
人们看着他这破败的城市，觉得他们是非常软弱的，他们是不能保护自己的。
But more importantly, they thought of their God as weak. Their God was not victorious or protective. He had forsaken them.
更重要的是，他们看到的，他们的神是软弱的，他的神不是胜利者，也不是保护者，神已经离弃了他们。
In reality, and more accurately, they had forsaken God.
更准确的说，是他们离弃了神。
So what did Nehemiah do about it?
所以尼希米为此做什么呢
？Verse 4, when I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, I fasted, and I prayed to the God of heaven.
第四节，我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
Nehemiah got desperate with God.
尼希米感到绝望。
He wept and prayed for days, going without food as he poured out his heart to God.
他哭泣哀悼了好几日，然后他对神倾心吐意，并没有禁食。
Like a widow mourning over the loss of her husband.
就像一个
Nehemiah was so overcome with grief over the condition of his country, he couldn't eat.
就像一个寡妇，她为失去丈夫而悲痛，尼希米为国家的状况悲痛欲绝，无法进食。
Now, fasting in the Old Testament was a sign of desperation.
进食在旧约里，是绝望、哀痛，在危机中可怜无助的标志。
And Nehemiah was desperate for God to act on behalf of his country.
尼希米迫切地需要上帝为他的国家采取行动。
And that's what we need to be if we're going to see revival in our land.
这就是我们将要看到我们的地将要复兴。
We need to cry out to God with desperate, earnest prayer.
我们要向上帝呼求，用绝望的恳切的祷告。
We need to plead with God from the depths of our soul.
我们要从灵魂的深处来呼求神。
We need to pray with heartfelt intensity that goes beyond physical appetite.
我们需要祷告，这样的祷告是发自内心的，超越食欲的祷告。
In 2012, Hurricane Sandy slammed into the northeastern coast of the United States.
在2012年，三地暴风席卷了美国的东北部。
That storm became the largest Atlantic hurricane on record, with winds spanning 1,100 miles.
那是大西洋历史以来最大的飓风，它的风力超过了1100英里。
And as a hurricane bore down on New York City, almost everything shut down.
当飓风临到New York 城的时候，所有的地方都停下来了。
Everything that is except for one Starbucks near Times Square.
所有的地方都关门了，除了一家在时代广场的星巴克。
Desperate but highly committed Starbucks consumers.Fought high winds and dangerous rains and dire warnings to get a latte or a cup of coffee.
这些人绝望的，但是非常需要星巴克。他们与暴风、与强风、与暴雨来做斗争，也忽略那些可怕的警告，只为拿到一杯咖啡。
Bethany Owens walked 10 blocks with her one-year-old daughter for their specialty coffee.
伯大尼奥因斯他走了十个街区去，就是为了带着他的女儿，就是为了得到一杯特色咖啡。
I saw on Facebook they were open, she said.
在脸书上我看见他们还开着。
It was scary not having Starbucks. I'm glad this one stayed open.
没有星巴克实在是太可怕了，我很高兴这一家还开着。
Chris Hernandez, Bethany's neighbor, went too. He said, when I learned that Starbucks was open, I said, let's go.
伯大尼的邻居克里斯也说，当我看见这个星巴克还开着的时候，我说让我们去吧。
He said, there was nothing else that I would have gone out for, but this makes my day complete.
没有什么事情能让我今天出门，但是这成全了我的一天。
Alex Mwangi walked more than 20 blocks looking for an open Starbucks.
亚历克斯·姆万克他走了二十多个街区，就是为了找到一家开着的星巴克。
He told reporters it took me a half an hour, but I'm a Starbucks fanatic, and I'd go 4 or 5 times a day.
他告诉记者，这个花了我大约半个小时，但是我是一个星巴克迷，我可以一天喝4到5杯。
David Lowe said he went to 3 closed Starbucks before learning the Times Square store was open.
罗大卫他当他找到这一家星巴克之前，他已经吃了3次的闭门羹。
He said, I can't get a pumpkin spice latte anywhere else. It was worth it.
他说我在其他地方任何地方都买不到南瓜味的拿铁，这个是非常值得的。
Now these people were so desperate for coffee, they didn't let the biggest Atlantic hurricane on record stop them from getting it.
这些人是那么迫切的需要咖啡，他没有让这个历史以来最强大的飓风阻碍他们。
How desperately do we want God in our national and even personal situation?
我们又是如何的迫切需要上帝呢？在我们的个人生命和我们的国家里面。
The sad fact is that few believers are that desperate for God to act.
这个很悲哀的是，迫切渴望。上帝的是只是很少的一部分。
We're too comfortable in our current situation.
我们活在当下，我们太舒服了。
We need to pray like Sir Francis Drake in the 16th century. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves.
我们要像弗朗西斯·德雷克爵士一样祷告，主啊，搅动我们，当我们对自己太满意时。
Disturb us, Lord, when with the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the waters of life.
主啊，搅动我们。当我们拥有丰富的物质的时候，我们已经失去了对生命之水的渴望。
Having fallen in love with this life, we have ceased to dream of eternity.
爱上了永生，今生我们已经不再梦想永恒。
And in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim.
在我们努力建造一个新地球的过程中，我们已经失去了对新天堂的憧憬。
And so disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly.
主啊，搅动我们，敢于更大胆的。
To push into the future in strength and courage and hope and love.
以力量、勇气、希望和爱走向未来。
To see revival in our land, we need God to disturb us out of our comfort zone.
要想看到复兴，我们需要神搅动我们，走出舒适区。
We need to cry out to God with desperate, earnest prayer.
我们向神呼求，用绝望的、恳切的祷告向他呼求。
But in our desperation, we must not complain.
但是在我们的这种绝望中，我们绝不能抱怨。
Instead, we must praise God's name.
相反，我们要来赞美神。
We must worship our great and awesome God.
我们必须来敬拜这一位大而可畏的神。
Nehemiah just didn't sit down and say, "Oh, how terrible this is."
尼希米他并没有坐下来，然后开始哭，说：“哦，太可怕了。”
He praised the God of heaven.
他开始赞美神。
Listen to the tone of his prayer in verse 5.
来听一下他的祷告。
O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands.
耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
Nehemiah turned his weeping into worship.
尼希米把哀哭变成了敬拜。
He told God he was a great and awesome God. Primarily, he was talking about God's power. There's nothing our God cannot do, he was saying.
尼希米在宣称神是大而可畏的神，他讲的是神的能力，神是无所不能的。
And then he praised God for his promises and his unfailing love. That's what the word covenant means, promises.
然后他为神的守约施慈爱而祷告，这就是神的约。
He was saying God keeps His promises.
他说神是信守诺言的。
God is a God of His word.
神是说话算话的。
And so Nehemiah began his prayer with praise.
尼希米开始以赞美开始他的祷告。
And that's what we need to do when we start our prayers.
这就是我们祷告要开始的地方。
When you pray, begin by praising God.
当我们祷告时，我们以赞美开始。
Praise Him for His love.
为着他的爱赞美他。
Praise Him for His power.
为着他的大能赞美他。
Praise Him for His promises.
为着他的应许赞美他。
And why should we do that?
为什么我们要这样做呢？
Because it gets our perspective right.
因为它端正了我们的视角。
You see, when we praise God, it keeps us from being overcome with fear and worry.
当我们赞美神的时候，可以帮避免为忧虑和恐惧所胜。
It gets our eyes off of the problem and onto our powerful God.
让我们的目光可以从问题上移开，转向我们全能的神。
God is so much bigger than any of our problems.
神比任何的问题都大。
Years ago, a pilot was making a flight around the world.
很多年前有一个飞行员开始环游世界。
And after he got a couple of hours from his last landing field, he heard a noise in the plane which he recognized as the gnawing of a rat.
当他开始飞了几个小时后，他听到了一个声音，是一个老鼠的啃咬声。
Somehow, while his plane was on the ground, a rat.Had gotten in, and it was gnawing away on a vital cable which led from the controls in the front to the flaps in the back of the plane.
不知道怎么回事，一个老鼠跑到他的飞机里，开始咬一根电缆。这根电缆是从飞机前部的控制器直接通到后部的。
It was a serious situation.
这是非常严重的。
And it created a lot of fear and anxiety in the pilot.
它造成了很多的焦虑和紧张。
He was 2 hours away from the nearest airport.
离他最近的机场还有两个小时。
And he didn't know what to do.
他不知道该怎么做。
But then he remembered that the rat is a rodent that cannot survive in heights.
然后他想起来了，这个老鼠是不能在高处生存的。
A rat was created to live on or under the ground.
他们是被造的，就生活在地下和地。
So the pilot began to climb.
所以这个飞行员就开始攀升。
He went up 1,000 feet.
一千英尺。
And then another 1,000.
另外一千英尺。
Until he was more than 20,000 feet up in the air.
直到他飞了两万英尺高。
And the gnawing stopped.
然后这个啃咬声就停下来了。
The rat was dead.
这个老鼠死了。
It could not survive that height.
这个老鼠无法在那样的高度生存。
2 hours later, the pilot brought the plane to a safe landing, and he got rid of the dead rat.
两个小时以后，他成功的降落，然后把这个死老鼠拿出去了。
Now that's the way it is with fear and worry.
这就是我们面对恐惧和
担忧。It cannot survive the heights of praise.
恐惧和忧虑无法超越赞美的高度。
And so when fear and worry start gnawing at the cables of your heart, climb higher and higher in your prayers.
当恐惧和忧虑开始蚕食你的心弦时，请你在祷告中攀升。
Praise God for His love.
为着上帝的爱祷告
and for his power,
为着他的能力
and for his promises,
为着他的应许
and keep praising until the fear stops.
不停地赞美直到恐惧止息
Understand the principle of praise in the midst of desperate times.
明白了危机中赞美的原则之后
Focus on praise rather than fear.
让我们专注于赞美而非恐惧
And so to see revival, we need to cry out to God and we begin with praise.
要看到复兴，我们要向神呼求，我们要赞美神。
And then we need to confess our sins.
然后我们要认我们的罪。
Acknowledge your own wrongdoing before the Lord.
在主面前承认自己的错。
Admit your own disobedience to His commands.
承认我们不服从他的命令。
That's what Nehemiah did.
这就是尼希米所做的。
He said to the Lord in verse
6. 他对神说
，Listen to my prayer. Look down and see me praying night and day for your people Israel. I confess.That we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses.
愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。我与我父家都有罪了，我们向你所行的甚是邪恶。没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
Nehemiah confessed not only his nation's sins, but his own sins.
尼希米不仅对他的国家认罪，也承认了他自己的罪。
We have sinned, he prayed. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly, he said.
他承认是我们犯了罪，甚至是我和我自己的家人也犯了罪。
Nehemiah gave no excuses or explanations.
他没有找任何的借口或者解释。
He didn't place the blame on someone or something else.
他没有归罪于他人或别的事情。
He gave a simple admission of wrongdoing. I have sinned.
他就是简单的承认我犯错了。
And that's true confession.
那就是真正的认罪。
True confession is admitting to God, I have sinned.
真正的认罪就是向神承认我犯了罪。
And so don't place the blame on someone or something else.
不要试图归罪于他人。
It's a confession without trying to make an excuse or minimizing it in any way.
不要试图去找借口或者以任何的方式去淡化罪。
That's how Nehemiah confessed his sins.
这就是尼希米如何来承认他的罪。
And that's what we must do if we're going to experience revival in our land.
这就是我们必须如此做才能经历复兴。
We must confess our sins and without excuse.
我们必须认罪不找借口。
Every revival in the world has had this component, confession of sin.
在历史上的每一次复兴里都有这样的认罪。
In fact, there's never been a moving of God's Spirit until God's people got right with God and with each other.
在神的子民和神彼此和好之前，神的灵从没动过。
One night, some fraternity guys in a college got up, and they put some Limburger cheese on a brother's mustache while he slept.
有一天晚上，有一些兄弟会的成员起来了，趁着一个弟兄睡着的时候。把这个林堡奶酪放在他的胡子上。
Now Limburger cheese has a strong smell to it. It smells like strong body odor.
这个林堡奶酪呢，非常非常的难闻，就像这个身体的臭味一样。
And so about an hour later, the young man woke up and he said, "This room stinks."
在一个小时以后，这个年轻人醒了，开始说，这个房间好臭。
And then he walked out in the hall and he said, "This hall stinks."
然后他走出去说，这个走道也好臭。
And then he went into the living room and he said, "This living room stinks."
他去到了大客厅，然后说这个客厅好臭。
And then he walked outside and he yelled, "The whole world stinks."
然后他走到外面开始喊说，全世界都好臭。
He didn't realize that the problem was right under his nose.
他没有意识到这个问题就在他的鼻子底下。
And you know, so often as believers, we go around and we say, "Our world stinks."
经常的我们会说我们的这个世界臭气熏天。
And maybe it does.
也许确实如此。
But until we take care of the problem right under our nose, until we deal with our own sin, we're never going to experience revival.
除非我们解决自己鼻子底下的问题，除非我们解决自己的罪，否则我们永远不会经历复兴。
Each believer has to be responsible for his or her own sin. Revival begins with me.
每一个信徒必须为他自己的罪负责，复兴从我开始。
The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
约翰一书一章九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And so to experience revival, we have to cry out to God.
要经历复兴，我们必须向神呼求。
And we have to start praising God's name.
我们要赞美他的名。
And we have to confess our sins.
我们要承认我们的罪。
And next, we need to claim God's promises.
然后是我们要支取神的应许。
Ask God to do what he said he would do.
求神纪念他所说的，让他成就。
Ask God to be true to his word and to fulfill it.
让他成就他自己说的话。
That's what Nehemiah did.
这就是尼希米所做的。
And as he talked to God, he said in verse 8, "Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I'll bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. The people you rescued by your great power and strong hand are your servants."
尼希米继续向神祷告，接下来在第八到十节，他说：求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立我名的居所。这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。
Nehemiah reminded God that his interests, namely God's interests, were at stake, God's own people.
尼希米提醒神，他自己的利益处于危险，那就是神的子民。
And he reminded God to take care of his own people and to remember his promise to them.
他提醒神去照顾他自己的子民。
Now that's a prayer that God can and will answer every time.
这是一个上帝可以而且总会回应的祷告。
Matthew Henry, a biblical scholar and commentator, once said, "We must turn God's promises into prayers; then they will be turned into performance."
马太·亨利，一位圣经学者和评论家说，我们必须把上帝的应许变成祷告，然后才会变成行为。
Gregory B. Singer of the New York Post wrote an article saying, "Millions of Americans are not playing their cards right."
纽约邮报的格雷格里撰文称，数以万计的美国人没有好好用他们的卡。
He wrote that according to a study, there are more than $44 million in unused gift cards.
他写道，根据一项研究，有440亿美元从未使用的礼品卡。
He said people get these cards and they put them away in a drawer, and then they forget about them.
他说，人们拿到这些卡了以后，就把它放在抽屉里，然后就忘掉了。
And that's too bad.
太可悲了。
And it is too bad.
的确很可悲。
But even worse are believers who put God's promises in a drawer and forget all about them.
但是更糟糕的是那些把上帝应许放在抽屉里而忘记了的信徒。
God's promises are worth far more than $44 billion.
上帝的应许远远超过440亿美元。
And so start redeeming those promises.
开始兑现神的应许吧。
Start claiming them.
开始支取。
When you pray for revival, ask God to keep His word.
当你为复兴而祷告的时候，求神纪念他自己的话。
Don't just pray for little things that you think to pray for.
不要只为你想的小事而祷告。
Pray for big things that God has already said He would do in His word.
为那些在神的话里已经应许的大事而祷告。
As we look at all the sin and corruption all around us,
让我们看看这个罪恶的世界。
As we see a culture which embraces perversion and death,
我们看到一个拥抱堕落和死亡的文化。
As we observe a nation that is sliding into ruin,
当我们看到我们的国家正在败坏。
We often don't know how to pray.
我们真的不知道如何祷告。
And when we try, our requests seem like a drop of water in the desert.
当我们试一试的时候，我们的要求就像沙漠中的一滴水。
But God's promises are like a flood.
但是神的应许就像洪水。
And so claim those promises.
支取这些应许。
For example, when we pray for our nation, pray the promise of 2 Chronicles 7:14.
比如说，当我们为我们的国家祷告的时候，要像历代志下7章14节一样祷告。
If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their land and heal their land.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑、祷告、寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
And so this is saying, as we humble ourselves before God,
这就是说我们在主面前自卑。
As we confess our own sin,
承认自己的罪。
As we pray and seek His face,
当我们祷告寻求他的面。
As we turn from our wicked ways.
当我们转离我们的恶行
，Ask God to heal，
我们求神来
to forgive，
来赦免
，to heal our land，
来医治这地。
Now that's a prayer God will and can answer。
这是上帝可以而且总会回应的祷告。
And so to experience revival in our land, we need to cry out to God。
要经历我们在地上的复兴，我们要向神呼求。
And we need to praise His name。
要赞美他的名。
And we need to confess our sins.
要承认我们的罪。
And we need to claim His promises.
要自取他的应许。
And finally, we need to commit to serving the Lord.
最终我们要来委身服侍主。
Ask God to use you as an answer to your own prayers.
求神使用你，作为你对自己祷告的回应。
Ask God to make you successful in accomplishing His will here on the earth.
求神使你成功地完成他自己的旨意。
That's what Nehemiah did.
这就是尼希米所做的。
Look at this in verse 11. O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's keeper.
这就是十一节所写的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷。和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在主面前蒙恩。我是作王久正的。
Now, did you note that Nehemiah prayed, "Please grant me success"?
你注意到了吗？他的祈求是让我成功。
Nehemiah wanted God to use him in answer to his own prayer.
尼希米想要上帝用他来回应他自己的祷告。
Now it tells us that Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer.
这里说了他是作王酒政的。
That means he tasted the king's food and wine before it came to him to make sure that it wasn't poisoned.
这是他先尝一下国王的食物和酒，以确保无毒。
It was a good career position.
这是一个很好的职位。
It was also a comfortable one, living in the palace.
很舒适，住在王宫里。
And yet Nehemiah was willing to give it all up in order to be used of God to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem.
但是他甘愿放弃王宫中的好地位，为的是为神使用，重建耶路撒冷视为的城墙。
He didn't pray, Lord, send someone else to get those walls built in Jerusalem.
他没有祷告说，主啊，派别人去重建耶路撒冷的城墙吧。
He prayed, Lord, give me success today.
他的祷告是，主啊，使我现今亨通。
And that's the way we need to pray if we're going to see revival in our land.
如果我们要看见这地的复兴，这就是我们要祷告的方式。
We need to ask God to use us in answer to our own prayers.
我们要祈求上帝使用我们来回应我们自己的祷告。
Philip Yancey, in his book on prayer, says, "Most of my struggles in the Christian life circle around two themes."
菲利普·杨希在他讨论祷告的一书中说，基督徒生活的大部分挣扎都围绕着两个主题。
One, why God doesn't act the way we want Him to. And two, why I don't act the way God wants me to.
第一个是为什么上帝不按我们希望的方式行事，第二个是为什么我不按上帝希望的方式行事。
And he said prayer is where these two themes come together.
祷告就是这两个主题的聚焦点。
To ask God to, God asks, we ask God to act, but God also wants us to act.
我们求神采取行动，但神也希望我们采取行动。
And it's prayer which brings these two things together.
祷告就把这两个事放在了一起。
There's a story about an old deacon who often prayed, Lord, touch the unsaved with your finger.
有一个故事是关于一位老执事的，他经常祷告说，主啊，求你的手触摸那未得之民。
And one night at a prayer meeting in the church, he was praying that same old prayer when he abruptly stopped.
有一天祷告会上，他还在重复同样的祷告，他突然停下来了。
People thought he had a heart attack.
大家以为他得了心脏病。
Someone asked him if anything was wrong.
有人问说，有什么不适吗？
The deacon replied, "Oh, I'm okay, but I heard someone say to me, 'You are the finger.'"
他回答说，我很好，但是我听见有人说，你就是那手指。
You see, when we pray, God often says the same things to us. You are my finger.
当我们祷告的时候，神也经常跟我们说同样的话，你就是我的手指。
You're my hands and feet in this world to do my will.
你就是我在这世上的手和脚，去遵行我的旨意。
You're the one that I want to use in answer to your own prayer.
你就是那个我用来回应你自己祷告的那个人。
And so pray for revival.
为复兴而祷告。
And to experience revival.
要经历祷告。
We need to cry out to God.
我们要向神呼求。
And we need to praise God's name.
我们要赞美神的名。
And we need to confess our sins.
我们要认自己的罪。
And we need to claim God's promises.
我们要支取神的应许。
And we need to commit ourselves to serving God.
我们要委身服侍主。
E.M. Bounds wrote a lot about prayer, and he put it well when he said, "What the church needs today is not more or better machinery, not new organizations or more methods, but men and women whom the Holy Spirit can use, people of prayer, people mighty in prayer."
这个爱德华邦兹说，今天教会需要什么？不是更多更好的机器，也不是新的组织，更不是更多的方法，而是圣灵可以使用的男人和女人，祷告的人，有祷告大能的人。
And so the question is, will you be that man or woman of prayer?
现在问题就是，你愿意成为那个祷告的人吗？
Will you be that man or woman the Holy Spirit can use?
你愿意成为圣灵可以使用的那个男人和女人吗？
And as God's people respond, then and only then will we experience the revival that we all long to see.
当神的子民做出回应时，那时也只有那时才会经历我们都渴望见到的复兴。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for examples in the Bible.
父，我们在天上的父，我们为圣经中的例子而感谢你。
Someone like Nehemiah who faced the same kind of situation that we are facing today in our nation.
就像尼希米一样，我们也经历同样的问题。
His nation desperately needed revival.
他的国家非常的需要复兴。
And so do ours.
我们现在也是。
Nehemiah got desperate before God, and he cried out to God in prayer.
尼希米来迫切的向神祷告。
As your people, I pray that we will be desperate.
作为你的子民，我们也向你祷告。
And that we would cry out like Nehemiah did for revival in our land.
我们先像尼希米一样呼求，呼求你的复兴。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。